welcoming you to a special edition of the Dishin' and Swishin' podcast. And, you know, the Seattle Storm has made some news today. There's been some changes going on in the organization of late, and now they have hired their head coach for the foreseeable future, and it's a nice promotion for their former assistant head coach, Jenny Busek. Actually, you know, I have Coach Busek and General Manager and President Alicia Valavanis with us now. Jenny, you weren't on that long ago when we were talking about your time with the Mavericks.
Yeah, no, that's true. It's always great talking to you, especially because we're always talking about basketball.
Well, I appreciate you taking time, and first, congratulations on the job. It's always nice to see somebody that puts in the time and puts in the effort get rewarded with the fruits of that labor.
Oh, thank you very much. It's a huge honor.
Well, Alicia, we might as well start with you, and let's start with the whole off season here. You know, it's definitely been a change. You took over as president toward the back end when Karen resigned. You know, was it a total shock that Brian decided to move on?
You know, we've been in ongoing conversations with Brian, so no, it wasn't a complete shock. We thought as a franchise it was the right decision to let him have that opportunity, and certainly are excited about this new era with Jenny. So not a total surprise.
You know, Jenny, now the schedule comes out, and the first thing you see is you get to see Brian on the other side in the beginning of the season.
Yeah, no, it'll be good. He's a good friend, and so I really look forward to just catching up with him.
You know, Jenny, I have a question for you. You took over in Sacramento, and you took over a roster that was loaded with veterans and coming off with championship pedigree, and a team that needed to get younger. And, you know, this, it seems like we're getting repeats these days. This looks awful similar to me.
Yeah, I appreciate that you are up on things. It is similar in that way, that it's a team that needs to go into rebuilding mode. I think the difference was they weren't really wanting to do that there. And here we're aware of the fact that we need to do that. Everybody's on the same page, and we're excited to take some steps to infuse some youth into this franchise.
You described what you're going to be building as a high-energy and synergistic system. Can you describe in basketball terms what people can expect to see from your teams on the court? Brian's teams were heavily defense-oriented. You know, what direction do you like to try and run an organization?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to have a solid defensive system to be successful. That's a stabilizing force in a very difficult league. You know, but I really love offense. I love learning offense and studying offense and learning the new things going on offensively, and I think players like to play offense.
You know, as Debbie Antonelli would say, it's all about the scoring, right?
Yeah, Debbie loves scoring.
Alicia, I guess the question would really be more for you at this point. Is the first question that's on all Storm fans' minds is Lauren, and the status of Lauren Jackson, who has just resumed playing small amounts in Australia, and people are wondering, of course, what the odds are that she'll be back in Seattle for this season.
You know, where it's at with Lauren, we're excited that she's back on the court, first and foremost. And we're just involved in a conversation with her, an ongoing conversation. So, unfortunately, that's where it's at today. We don't have any information beyond that, but certainly excited to watch her and continue the conversation. We'll have more soon on that one.
And, of course, the other person that came back healthy last year and is taking some time off and working with ESPN this winter is Sue Bird, who has been so crucial to the success and really the face of the franchise for so many years. You know, did you have any discussions or have you been talking to her about the direction that you want to go with this franchise? You know, as I mentioned, this is a team that does have some veterans and there are some questions. What is her role anticipated to be in the development and rebuilding of this team?
So Sue has definitely been a part of this entire process, and as you noted, I mean, she's a huge part of this organization and the championships that are here, and we're excited to talk with her about the future and our vision and how she is a part of that.
You know, one other question on a veteran before we go out is Tanisha Wright is an unrestricted free agent. There's been questions about whether she would return either as a player, period, or whether she was going to go into retirement, or if she would possibly be a person that looks to go elsewhere. I know it's difficult to discuss free agents, especially unrestricted ones, but what do you think about Tanisha Wright as part of the future of this franchise still, as much as you can say?
You know, truthfully, we're just limited in what we can share. Tanisha has also been a huge part of this franchise, and we have a great deal of respect for her, and certainly will engage and are engaged in conversations with her around her future. But at this point, we've got to leave it that high level.
I can accept that.
Sorry about that. Free agency rules.
Yes, yes, no problem. Jenny, so now, your team, at least in this case, number one overall draft choice. You know, this is giving you a new toy to play with. That'll be for sure. You're getting out. You get a chance to see teams. I tell you, back in the day when you were coaching in Sacramento, you didn't have all these internet games and everything that you could see all the seniors so handily.
Yeah, no, it's definitely changed the way we're scouting a little bit, but there are certain things that you just can't see on the computer or on the TV, so we're going to be even more active getting out and continuing to study these players.
Yeah, we're going to see you in Connecticut at some point this winter with Ms. Mosqueda Lewis out there and Kia Stokes.
You could see me anywhere.
There's also been some talk, free agency, of course, is an important part, but, you do have a couple of restricted free agents and a number of people under contract. Crystal Langhorne is one person that, I want to ask about. There was some questions. She came back for a knee injury, I believe. Did she have surgery? Is she recuperating well? Is there any potential problems with the start of the season for her?
No, she's back to playing overseas.
Oh, good. I'm sorry, I missed that. I knew that she had been replaced by Asia Jones at first, but I didn't know she had gone back.
Yeah, no, she seems to be doing well from what we know.
So what's the next step, guys? Other than having the business cards printed, where do we go from here with the rest of the off season and the plans for the near future for the Storm?
Well, you've hit on a lot of it. I mean, our key priority right now is to optimize this number one draft pick. I think for us it was really exciting to get Jenny in place and make the announcement today, but we are getting to work. And for us, the next step is looking at this draft pick and who's going to make the most sense as we build out a plan for the future. So that is the immediate priority.
Jenny, one thing that is very clear as you look at your past and all is, Debbie Ryan has put out some pretty serious coaches from this Virginia tree now. We add you to the WNBA list again, along with Gino as an assistant and Tanya as a player and more. There's quite a background. She's got quite a tree growing.
Yeah, and don't forget Val Ackerman. She's from our pedigree as well.
This is true.
Yeah, but no, Debbie's an incredible pioneer for our game. And, has dedicated her whole life to equal opportunities for women in sports and fought a lot of battles, and paved a lot of way and imparted a lot of that into us, just to continue to give back to this great game that we have and try to really help other women in the process.
The WNBA West last year was loaded, and, of course, it still will be this year. So, one thing that is going to be difficult, of course, for all fans is to watch their team try and rebuild. What would you say, each of you, Jenny, why don't we go first as the coach, to the Storm crazy who are so fantastic, as they look at this upcoming season, what would you ask of them?
Yeah, I think, just to stick with us and be patient and enjoy the process of growth, and development and new opportunities. We've watched Sue and Lauren grow up, those of us who've been around the Storm for a while, and it's been a treasure, and we're going to be bringing in some young players that we're going to get to watch grow in that same way. But the bonus of it all is that, we're going to have veteran players who are going to be a part of that, who are going to impart their wisdom and their experiences. And they've got so much to offer to that next generation of players. And I think the cycle of life is a beautiful exchange.
And I would
Yeah, I would just add, I mean, I think we have an incredible fan base here, best in the league, and we think they're going to be excited about this opportunity to build with us. And, you know, our line this year is Together We Rise, and that is a huge part, you know, what's happening on the court and what's happening off with our community. So we're excited to add youth, we're excited to compliment our veterans, and we're excited to get after it.
Well, it certainly is going to be a fun season, you know, and it should be a fun remainder of the off season. The college, you know, a lot of excitement going on up in that neck of the woods this year. Pac-12 is loaded this year and playing so extremely well. Washington State are doing great. Or how about Oregon State? And, you know, and I'm still looking for Cal to make their move, Alicia. You know, what's going on here with that?
Well, it is fun. I mean, the parity in the Pac-12 this year is exciting, and we're excited to host the tournament here coming up in March. So it's a lot of great college basketball and fun to watch.
Well, good luck in the rest of your winter, and let's get ready for some fun summer basketball out in the great Northwest. Congratulations to both of you on some bold moves, and I'm sure we're going to see even more of them as we head through free agency.
Thank you so much for the support. Go Storm.
Thank you. Talking to you.